Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Hour 3 on Friday, the 20th, we have Gary Richard Arnold, who I consider now, I call him the pressing expert on the New World Disorder, and all the connections, the names of people, the organizations, their publications. 40 years of political life you have, as I say, in the, I would call the geopolitical latrine. You were a latrine master of the geopolitical machine and the swamp, aren't you?
Well,
I will give you a new title.
Would have called for any exterminator to, you know, come out of the house right away.
Right. Well, I would actually have you, if you're in spandex like Superman, I would have a new spandex suit for you. It would say, not just Superman for S, I put S and M, which would be Swamp Master. Pretty funny, eh? So, let's go through the swamp. Now, I want to point out a few things that are what I call Trump screw-ups recently, and probably partly because his attorney's attacked. But the first thing we have to understand is swamp, according to even people that assigned him as being a Christian, which is focused on the family, say he's a baby Christian. He thinks his Bible is to gather dust. He doesn't think he needs to repent of anything. But Trump is a man, a good man, trying to do the right thing, but he's screwed up. Now, he screwed up in a couple ways. Firstly, he agreed with this Republican senator that we're going to let each state decide their own laws regarding marijuana. Now, I don't want to see people go to jail, especially people that are black or Hispanic, 4 to 5 times more than whites that still use dope. But I know that marijuana is an entry drug. And what we need to do is we need to have proper more rehab. We need to decriminalize it, but it should be on a federal level rather than state. And they're turning into a mega industry. It's like big marijuana now instead of big tobacco back in the 20s and 30s before, you know, the 1950s. Both my parents smoked. My mom used to smoke and mainly let her cigarettes kind of sit in the dish. So our home back in 1950s and 60s was a smoky haven. You know, you'd walk in and like, I want to go outside because it was so bad. People need to understand marijuana destroys lungs. 7% of the population becomes schizophrenic, 5 times more likely, or actually have an accident with cars or operating heavy equipment. And if you co-take it with medical drugs or illegal drugs, and it is an entry point, it's a problem. And if you're spaced out, you get cities like, 10 cities like in Los Angeles or in Colorado, which you see all these people laying around. And the climate there in the wintertime is not pleasant. So if you don't have homeless shelters, you get a lot of homeless people that are kind of spaced out and really don't accomplish too much of anything, because some people on marijuana, they still function. They're so manic that it just calms them down. Other people, they become useless. And some other people, and based on genetics, they become psychotic. So that's the first thing that Trump screwed up on. He should have done it without advising and talking to his second brain, like Steve Bannon, who used to be his second brain in the White House, and to his own public base, which Republicans don't support legalizing this, but I don't want to decriminalize it, but I don't want it legally stamped that this is great, everybody should be smoking dope everywhere. Number two, he...
These things, both the immigration and the proliferation, or the giving the friendly smile to marijuana, is an invasion tactic. have tent cities going up all around the north up here.
Right.
And we have the immigration that's wide open.
It's all part of that, yeah. So let me finish on.
I'm just against the American people.
Yeah, I'm going to mention a couple more things here, Trump, then I'm going to give you a free rein to go to the rest of the segments. The next thing that he screwed up is hitting Syria. And Peter Ward, the UK ambassador to Syria, clearly has stated when the OPCW arrived a few days ago, they proved there was absolutely no chemical attack. It was conventional bombs with smoke inhalation. The one kid that had actually gone to the hospital was hungry, and they thought he was going to get cookies there. He got sprayed down with water, and these white hats, supported by GCHQ and British Intel, were actually spraying him with water when he was hungry. So what we have is a total scam. The British are actually trying to rule the world. They call it the British world, if you want to call it, which is, again, a projection of the United Nations and their secret orders and the British town of London that actually tries to run the world economy and the market price, for example. Lord Evelyn, I call him Evil Rothschild, sits in the morning tea and determines that during each meantime, the price of gold worldwide is at morning tea. You have to understand, the British still have the delusion that they run the whole clock on Earth. They run the whole world where it's tied to Greenwich Mean Time, and the British setting the price of gold and manipulating through regime change their policies. It's just disgusting. So that's the two biggies. And then the other thing that I see Trump doing, he's tolerating things he shouldn't. He can walk back the money given to Planned Parenthood, which he should have done. He should actually start a health care thing by breaking up health care into pieces with a value-added tax, which is the original idea of a VAT. It was 67 countries before Canada set up health care. They should have three parts. Number one, they should have functional medicine testing for everybody available that doesn't cost anything. It's probably paid by a value-added tax, and catastrophic insurance for all Americans. And then we can set up a system where we have the VAT set up a copay system so you contract to your local doctors so you can literally cut down dramatically the insurance carriers. And the insurance carriers basically cover care, hospital care, interventionary care, or treatments that require medical doctors to do procedure either in their office or hospitals. And then you don't end up with hospitals and doctors going bankrupt, number one. Then you have to reform malpractice, because the biggest part of health care costs is these unrestrained freaking lawyers. 85% of their lawsuits are frivolous, and there's no reason for it, and it's the biggest driver of costs. And the same thing is, we need to publish the prices of things so that people can decide, I'm going to go to Dr. X in one hospital, 5 miles from the house, another hospital, 2 miles from the house, it may be half the price. So they need to know what the actual prices of things are so they can decide, because the open market would allow to clear up a lot of this mess. What I see happening, Trump needs to try to slide in health care. And same thing with infrastructure. Go to not only Republican districts, but Democratic districts where he won heavily, and say, if you don't side with me on legislation, I'm not bringing any infrastructure to your district, your state. And I think if Trump started to do that without the party, he would drag the party by their snout into agreeing with him. Then he should campaign for all the Republicans that want to support him. And he should threaten the Democrats that don't support him, we're not going to do anything in your state, you're going to be dead-o in the 2018 and 2020 elections. So, I don't know, I'd like you to pick up with this, because Trump has a lot of power he's not using. He's tolerating the Mueller investigation, which he should tell Sessions to fire Rosenstein, who already was involved with the FISA warrant, first warrant. And he's already pretty dirty, this guy Rosenstein. And then we have to, if he doesn't do it, Sessions should be fired and replaced with an attorney general who's not recused himself, so they can narrow the scope and close Mueller's investigation. I think the new attorney from New York, what's his name?
Giuliani, yeah.
Giuliani is going to clear it up in 2 weeks. Giuliani is like a geopolitical surgeon. He's like, you drop him like a trauma surgeon in a helicopter with a MASH unit, he's going to cut up this mess. And I like Giuliani.
He's a New Yorker. He knows all the dirty tricks.
Yeah. He's gonna tear this apart. Mueller better be fearful, because if they start a secondary investigation, they're gonna find Mueller is dirty with Fast and Furious, Rosenstein with all kinds of stuff, and McCabe is gonna go state's evidence, because they're gonna slap this guy away in prison. Everybody is gonna start wearing orange jumpsuits. They're gonna start doing the perp walk, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, we have the problem with Jeff Sessions. You know, he's probably a good guy in Alabama, but, you know, he's not used to brass knuckles and chains and things that go on in the city, you know, in the city streets with the knives and, you know, and all.
Well, I'll go beyond that. What I see is upside down face, and I'm a pretty good discerner of personalities and body language. Jeff Sessions, somebody's got something on him or a close relative or friend.
Yeah,
a close relative or friend has been involved with a high-level, nasty process of something like pedophilia, something's going on here, because I think Sessions is otherwise a good guy, but I think somebody's got some goods on him. Just like they're trying their best. I mean, they even had Stormy Daniels actually doing stripping across at a hotel complex across Mar-a-Lago. How aggravating would that be for Donald Trump and his current wife, Melania, who's a real classy lady? Probably the classiest first lady we've had since, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. I mean, honestly,
look what Trump did when he was, debating Hillary, bringing in Anita Broadwick and some other people, at the debate. So, Sessions would never think or approve or go for anything like that, just like most Americans. What people don't know is even in your local cities and counties, when you elect somebody new that belongs to your church or your Rotary Club or your whatever, in California, it would be any other state also, they go up after they're elected, they go to the California League of Cities, and they are trained on how to behave and how to react to people that go to the city council podiums.
And so we're now at the stage where I want to hear from Gary Richard Arnold, kind of just after my little rant there, of how to get Trump back on track. You know, you've got an article over at news-expose.org that talks about this false flag about Syria. You have information that deals with some other issues. A lot of the advisors around Trump are basically globalist maniacs. In fact, they pulled him toward doing stupid things when they shocked him with the attack on his attorney. I think it's unconstitutional what Mueller did, and I think Mueller needs to close it down. We need an alternative investigation that the Congress is asking for to go after all of these bad actors, McCabe, Comey, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, all these guys, right up to Valerie Jarrett, right up to Obama. I think a lot of them, right up to the top, have to be wearing, in the future, orange jumpsuits. In fact, if they don't arrest Barack Obama at the end of this whole process, I am going to lose a bet with my son, and I'm also going to be losing my bet that America is actually going to get itself unstupefied, because if it doesn't, the same disease, just like the end of the movie, the Big Short, put out a few years ago about the 2008-9 collapse, was never fixed after the 3 or 4 minute rant. They say all these things were taken care of and fixed. They're not fixed. And if the deep state still is in control of us, or President Trump, or the future president, and the administration and the bureaucracy, that's why he only has about one-third of all of his advisors and appointees, even Pompeo, who is going to be appointed, was being opposed by everybody. And he finally got one Democrat, I think, in North Dakota, that actually voted in favor to put in Pompeo. It's like, are you kidding me? And Pompeo's already been negotiating with Kim Jong-un in North Korea for President Trump to actually try to get a peace treaty set up and to get things, get rid of the armistice. I'm amazed that the Democrats don't realize they're putting all of us in danger of a war and economic collapse because of their political maneuvering. It's just disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, most of the real damage is the non-action or the subversion or cutting down the president by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Those are the guys that are preventing. I mean, the leadership could go after this. But
why do you think Ryan is leaving?
Already from K Street.
Do you think Ryan is leaving because, the firestorm against him and McConnell is coming? Because I honestly think they're going to see Trump.
It looks like I think they're looking for some pretty big violence. We've got Darrell Issa from California. He's the richest congressman in the country. Headed committees, has a lot of power and influence. And so some of these guys, they think, are getting out of the way because they just don't want to be off in the oncoming violence. It'd be like living in Ferguson, knowing that you're going to have a march on every holiday. But they just want to move out of town. And I think also, because when the congressman goes to Washington, D.C., once they're in that beltway, I mean, all the, that's what all the lobbies do, is to try to get, an upleg, or you get something on one, congressional person so that they can blackmail them. We talked a little bit earlier about Jeff Sessions. I mean, you know, you could be making the most minor, you know, entry, walking down the street and going into some X-rated movie. And they've got their people there monitoring and doing, you know, watching every one of your moves, and that doesn't go over so well in Tallahassee or someplace down there. And the guy, once he caves or feels threatened, they just amp it up. And you really have to resist. I remember Larry McDonald of the John Birch Society was a congressman. And I don't know, I think Hustler, claimed they had some pictures. I don't know if those ever turned out to be real or phony or fake. They could do anything then, just as they can do anything now. But it threw enough pressure on the guy, but they ended up killing him because they weren't able to get him to cave, so they took him down in that airplane called 007, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Isn't that wild? So what do you think, let's go in and analyze what's going on with Trump right now. There's been a greater delay in appointing his cabinet and all those people, and clearing out the, we call the bureaucrats inside the bureaucratic parts of government. That's why we're having such resistance, even with Christopher Wray, the new FBI director, and Department of Justice, actually, getting things done. It's amazing, isn't it? We just can't get things done because of so many deep state people that are appointed there that want to oppose and obstruct. And then I'm sure it's frustrating the heck out of Trump, but Trump has a lot of power. If he just decided to make some phone calls and say, just give all the new non-recruits records to Congress, then they start finding an impeachment of Congress, and these people go to jail. And I think once the fear really sets into these people, once McCabe and others start to go to prison for decades, you're going to see a whole different ball game, aren't you? And I think also you need to start pulling licenses. When you have media that are actually doing proxy killing of Trump in parks, like in Central Park last year, or you have media literally planning on, in a sense, a geopolitical and news coup against the president, their license needs to be pulled. I don't understand why he puts up with that. He doesn't need to have Congress. He just says in an executive order, this is a an executive action against basically an attempted coup in the government. He also needs to actually tell Mitch McConnell, you need the nuclear option. You need to stop doing this delays. And before he even goes to nuclear option, if he just simply says to Schumer, hey, guess what? Nobody's getting a break. You're not going to work a three-day week. You're going to work 7 days a week until we get all of these people appointed. And I think as I saw... who was the guy on Fox News just last night? I saw it, that they actually were talking about the fact that this is the last 2 weeks. Schumer and these lazy Senate Democrats would immediately say, "Guess what? We're going to stop this 30-hour or 80-hour rule in order to debate somebody." And it wouldn't take 85 days to get someone appointed. It's just ridiculous. And they're not debating somebody like that is not qualified. They're basically saying, for geopolitical reasons, we don't want Trump to have his cabinet or even to clear out the bureaucracy, do we? Because once he has a cabinet, they can start...
Sure, that the combination of the RINO or the Ripon Society Republicans and the Democratic Socialists of America can control any nomination, and that continues to go.
And we have to realize whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're two compartments of the same snake. I know everybody thinks that Barbara Bush is such a wonderful lady. Maybe she has a nice personality characteristics. I heard she was pretty tough at times. But I know that there's a tremendous amount of evidence that actually Barbara Bush is the blood descendant of a high-level British MI5 agent. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Who is that?
One of the emails that I sent you, it says, the title of it is The History of the Deep State, Control of the Supreme Court. And there's a chart, if you open up that particular mail, of the Hegelian right. And you'll find, you know, right in there, you'll find John Bolton, and you'll find Gene Kirkpatrick. You'll find Paul Wolfowitz, which a lot of people think are on the left. You got Richard Perle, Project for a New American Century. You got Newt Gingrich. You got the William Simon Foundation. And again, you've got a lot of organizations that people usually think are on the right, like the American Enterprise Institute. These are all globalist organizations that are hard built into the world government.
Well, look at the Neil Gorsuch. He took a literal view and put the screws to Trump dealing with the idea of deporting criminal aliens.
That's right.
Like, I don't understand that, why he sided on the left. I mean, do you understand that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back.
When we come back, yeah. Sent me a lot of really good emails. I'll try to post them up. Actually, there's so much information here. I hope it won't jam up my pages. The first thing here is we have the Tucker Carlson breaks down John Bolton and PNAC surrounding Hannity. Again, remember, this is surrounding Hannity, who's over there at Fox. I don't watch Hannity. I don't watch Fox and Friends in the morning. The only two I watch at Fox now are Laura Ingraham with Ingraham Angle and Tucker Carlson. He also brought out Peter Ford, who is a former UK ambassador to Syria, who showed very clearly when the OPCW arrived that it was a scam, that it was a smoke inhalation from real bombing to clear out the last of the jihadists. And these people, the White Hats, are actually supported by GCHQ, British Intel. We even have videos here from Syrian Girl in you know, World War in Syria with Syrian Girl, actually from Syria. We have the We Are Changed videos. We are talking about interviews with Syrian Girl. We have Trump ramping up Obama policies in Syria and what's going on there. False flag and Al-Qaeda in Syria, which is Al-Qaeda is behind this, with these white helmets. The next is the history of the deep state, and we can show very clearly that Neil Gorsuch, that Trump was scammed when he put this guy in there, because they should have actually just asked for a reclarification of law, saying that taking a literal or a review of the law. How could he say you can't deport someone based on a criminal violent act, like such as rapery, robbery, or violent act, like, say, with a gun or a knife? I find this kind of bizarre that Neil sided with the Democrats on this side, was a tie vote breaker, and as a result, you know, he needs to appoint some more real conservative justices to the Supreme Court, because he can't trust that Gorsuch is actually going to do the right thing, is he?
No. Yeah, the same. I've got a detailed thing if they go to my website and go after the how the deep state controls the Supreme Court. I mean, you can go.
Yeah, and he's got a connection to Janet Napolitano. What's that connection? Because you have that over at your news.expose site. What's the connection to Janet? Because Janet Napolitano was a former Obama Secretary for the Department of State, and she wanted to control the border, and she made the statement that only 2% of traffic through Mexico is being monitored for even nuclear materials that might be present in a large container-sized nuke, just like that movie that was put out a few years ago, 7-8 years ago, which is a western United States where they actually moved trucks with large nuclear bombs on to blow up a lot of U.S. cities. It was done not by foreign power, but by our deep state here in America.
Their connection is the fact that they are both members of the Harry Truman Scholarship. They are both fellows. You know, they both earned scholarships from this organization that was put together by Senator Stuart Symington. And Senator Stuart Symington comes from one of the secret societies out of Yale, out of the four, you know, secret societies. He was also instrumental in getting Joe McCarthy censored. He pushed that context that McCarthy had called somebody a communist that wasn't a communist. And even in the most recent movie go after Senator McCarthy, I think Clooney was in it, they went ahead with the lie, because the person that he claimed was a communist was. She attended communist meetings. She claimed in her excuse that she was going with a girlfriend, and her, you know, she didn't know where she was going. But statistics or facts came out that she attended frequent meetings repeatedly and that she was a dues payer to the Communist Party of the USA. I think Ann Coulter, in her book on McCarthy, I haven't read it, but she, I heard her on the air one time mention that the movie was, you know, carrying lies that have been known for a long time. So it's just like TV and radio today, where they don't care about the truth, you know, whether it's the so-called gassing in Syria or the,
But I have a way of the President Trump working around the Supreme Court judgment by this guy Gorsuch and the Democrats. It's real simple. He put out an executive order, is not catch and release, but catch and detain. I believe in what's called Bracero 2. If you put your foot in our country, you go to a civil detention work camp. You can stay there for several years. We'll give you good food, good housing, etc. We have half your salary. We won't give it to you until you go back to your home country. You're constantly in a detained facility like a prison, but you can be bussed out to your work sites, whether it's picking food or doing whatever. After several years of good behavior, we put a tracker anklet on you so we know where you are, and we track everything, your bank accounts, everything. We give you work permits to corporations that we call up Bracero 2, so we know that those corporations are employing you, who they are, and that you're paying your taxes. If you have good behavior for 10 years, we can then take the anklet off you and have you apply for citizenship. We need to streamline the immigration process so it doesn't cost a fortune. I got my wife and my three of my four kids were not born in America. My second oldest son was born in Georgia when I worked there. What I find disgusting is that the system is super expensive. It's no wonder people coming from second world countries or third world countries can't afford, so they're here illegally. We need a system set up so we actually have industry put an application in for what people they need and skill sets, whether it's simple stuff like a work program, which every country on earth has, like Bracero, which we need a Bracero 2 program, but we need to not stamp these as citizens. What the Uber left has done here with Governor Moonbeam and with the mayor of Oakland and the attorney general is done so aggressive that even the various counties, including San Diego County, where I live, and various cities like Escondido have actually gone against the state to side with Trump. Trump needs to work around.
Tell us about this Stuart Simonton. The other school he went to, he attended the Roland Park Public School and the Gilman School.
Now, who's Simonton?
Daniel Gilman.
Yeah, but how does Simonton fit in?
Bones. He was also the assistant to Henry Stimson, Secretary of War, who was Skull and Bones. And he also, it says here in Wikipedia, that he had numerous public battles with Defense Secretary James Forrestal, who was killed by being thrown out of the Bethesda hospital.
Okay, now how does Simonton tie in with Gorsuch and Napolitano and all these other people? Because there are connections, aren't there?
There are. They're trained. They've been dipped and they've been, their minds have been manipulated to be participants in setting up the New World Order. And so they
take
their places on the stage and sometimes they act like they're against each other, but it's just getting the guy
it's an act.
You and they push you over the person that, you know, then down behind you.
That's what I'm concerned about with Trump, that he's a white, basically we call a high-level, they call him white, literally white hat, Royal Scotch, right Mason, doing what's right in his own eyes. And he's a good patriot. He's fixed the business and so on. He plans to do a lot of good things for America because it's the first businessman in several hundred years we had in America. But what he's doing, in many ways, is actually collaborating with the New World Order by not using his presidential power to work around things. For example, if he put out an executive order that we're not going to catch and release, we're going to catch and detain, literally turn the Army Corps engineers and these other people into actually being government agents and build a wall with the Army Corps engineers, de-license the money going to Planned on Parenthood, and direct a new search and actually appoint a new attorney general assistant, and if Sessions won't do it, then fire him and put a new attorney general in it. It'll narrow the scope of the Mueller investigation. These are all things he can do. And I don't think there'll be any backlash because people are getting tired of this stuff about Russiagate. And they're also starting to understand, anybody with two clues, which the public does, that literally this constant thing about Russia is putting us in greater danger. If Putin had been a vodka-drinking maniac like the previous president of Russia, what was his name, Yeltsin? God help us. I mean, we could have had a nuclear war.
Yeah,
and the fact
that connection right now that I just did on, just using Wikipedia, Stuart Symington's father-in-law is, let's see, we got a name, James Walcott Wadsworth Jr. It says he went to St. Mark's School. That's one of the schools that the 10 school organization network. He graduated from Yale, New Haven, where he was a member of Skull and Bones. So, I mean, these connections. So the wife of our guy that destroyed McCarthy, her father was Skull and Bones. In addition right. to this guy being part of ELAHU, which is one of the four secret societies that Dr. Anthony Sutton exposed in his America's Secret Establishment. I encourage people to read it. It's a free download.
Right, it's in it.
Part and put these things together and not be conned by the news or be confused by it.
Right, so that's why Neil Gorsuch just tied with a globalist, isn't he?
Yeah, the Truman Scholarship, the same as Napolitano.
Amazing. Back in a moment. In this last segment, I'd like you to kind of... So Symington is directly connected to the scholarship of Mr. Gorsuch. Trump has to be a lot more careful than the people around him. A lot of the people are either globalists or connected to global organizations, or they literally have the, they're connected and trained at Jesuit schools, like even his Vice President Pence. And I heard that initially when he first started, I think it's 38, I'm not sure what the number is now, has a Pope on speed dial because they've gone to Jesuit universities or directly linked or connected with the Jesuits. People need to know the Jesuits have an intel agency that has more access to very sensitive information than anybody, including the NSA or CIA. And I've actually had guys inside the NSA that have told me the intel information that the Jesuit intel organizations have is more accurate and more up to the minute in terms of global control than anybody. And people don't understand that the Jesuits control the Fed Reserve System in Europe and the backbone, which is the Fed Reserve System in America. People don't know this, do they? Indirectly, no. The Vatican, in a sense, controls the world economy. So when they talk about filias, basically the Pope is literally the secular as well as the religious head of the world, and the World Health, the United Nations World Council of Churches, they're not kidding, are they?
Not at all. The World Council of Churches was put together by two founders of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, it was John Foster Dulles who was the head of the World Council of Churches when in the during the war, and I think in 1942, they were calling for world government as the, you know, the remedy. And,
right.
You know, they were calling for, you know, world government forces inside domestic countries. And they wanted a world army and a world bank and, you know, all that spelled out in Time magazine. And it's an easy lookup. I think I have it in one of my articles. I couldn't name the article right now. But again, if they go to news-expose.org, they can find it.
Wow. That's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Kennedy, you know, probably was somewhat of a nationalist. His father was the ambassador to England, so his father couldn't have been all that clueless, and he was able to, like the Hillary, you know, get around with her uranium, and Kennedy's father got around with the illegal importation of booze, so you know that the, you know, the Justice Departments and the law enforcement were paid off or going along with this stuff.
Right.
You got to remember that even the, you know, the secret societies go back to, it was William Russell, the co-founder of Skull and Bones, and they were trading opium in China, you know, in the 1800s. So, I mean, the early 1800s.
Yeah, in fact, the opium wars resulted in Hong Kong. In fact, that was part of the resolution of the opium wars, is to hand over Chinese territory to the British for 100 years rule, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Europe, you know, picked apart the Far East and divided among the Dutch and the French and Indochina and other places around. But and then they deliberately, you know, got the Chinese addicted, you know, on their opium. It's not any different than what they're doing to our kids right now here in the United States, in our central cities, the Midwest, and way up in places like New Hampshire. It's criminal. And the American parents, I don't know why they're not mad enough to stop this, but to stamp their foot down.
I mean, I'll tell you the reason why. I'll tell you, this is a psychological thing from Dr. Bill. People are viciously ignorant. I find, and it's been about 6.5 years since I had anybody with the balls enough to actually literally confront me on air. I don't get any callers with tough questions, ever. I get people once in a while to ask a health question, and they want to read it on air and so on. But I get a lot of those kind. But I don't get anybody with tough questions about what's going really on. When we laid this all out, if you start a dialogue with anybody, and they think, well, that's just a conspiracy theory, you've got so many facts that are in published articles or in the open media, it's disgusting that people would say that there's not even room for dialogue. If you just dialogue and they're going to move somewhere along the worldview to say, you know, this is a conspiracy, not a theory. And they're going to start realizing they're going to be a victim of it, whether it's financial, geopolitical, or thermonuclear, or biological, even release of biological weapons. People don't understand what's going on, do they? They don't really understand that they...
It's going on right now. It's the same as the Japanese or the Chinese when they wrapped their women's feet that made them so small that they would not be, you know, a temptation or walk away from the house. They were there for sexual pleasure and that was it. Well, their children right now, their minds are being wrapped by every school system, every public school system in the United States. And the
trying to make a living
that they can't protect their kids' minds.
Well, that's not the problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. It's not school system, because if I train my kids, for example, to respond to this foolishness, they have to dialogue with me, and I'm really an unpleasant person to dialogue with if you're one of my kids, okay? And I have, you know, three sons that agree with me on some issues. My oldest son agrees with me on more than anything. My second son, a little more. My youngest son, basically, almost everything he disagrees with. Now, that's part of the geopolitical system, the internet, and everything else. But as long as there's a dialogue, they realize there's wisdom that's accumulated in your parent. And the real problem is the abrogation of parents not confronting the kids of younger people. I don't know people my age actually confronting anybody else of any other age group, whether it's older or younger. And this is one of the reasons why they want to take away the voting rights and the gun rights of senior citizens. They don't want old, wiser people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s telling young people how America was before, say, the 1970s. The young people now live in a world where they've always had the internet. They've always had, like, the Big Brother. They've always had access to electronics. I call the rise of cybots. That means human beings that has, you know, wear, and I have it myself. I have a Versa, which tracks my fitness activity and everything else. But you have to understand what the government wants to do is they want to literally turn with 5G network everything into an internet of things. We're just another thing in the internet. And they eventually want to hack into your consciousness through 5G network and wearable devices. I got an email today about an implant device to augment your memory. It's literally a prosthetic memory assist. They can actually implant in your brain now. So you got to understand what the globalists want to do is they want to subjugate us, not just our public positions or photos of our family like Facebook and Twitter. No, they want to subjugate our cortex. They want to put us in the matrix. And if you think I'm making this up, have the balls to actually confront me, because I know all the ugly facts. In fact, I'm not cruel enough to tell you without a solution. But the real solution comes down to parents and people of my age and your age that confront younger people and say, listen, here's the documents, read it, and weep, or cry, or whatever, but respond to it. And have a dialogue and start saying, you know, if this is true, which it is, because it's open documents, I mean, you can see these connections. Look at the actions by Gorsuch. He stabbed President Trump in the back by doing this while he's trying to fight this battle over sanctuary cities.
Yeah,
now they're trying to say
that. Just last week, we talked about DARPA's life log and it being replaced by Facebook. And the main person that controls Facebook is directly from the central banks, and that's Lawrence Summers. And the chief operating officer of Facebook is Sandra Sandberg, who worked for Lawrence Summers when he was
right.
At Harvard, and when he was, he was one of the guys that were the nominees for the Federal Reserve. So it all ties tightly back into this group. There's another group that maybe we can touch on next week, this nuclear threat initiative. Boy, you'll talk, you know, this is a huge weapon of the world government, and it exists out there. Falsely, it was somebody thought that it was bombed, that their facilities were recently bombed in that Trump attack. That was one of the factories that they owned it. That's not true. It's going across the internet as true. But all they did was report it. Somebody got confused or somebody did it on purpose, and they reported that this nuclear threat initiative, which includes, you know, all the bad guys, you know, your Jerry Browns and your, you know, this a regular who's who of the elite. So maybe we can talk about that and make that profile stand out for the listeners next time.
Yeah, exactly. What I think we want to do, though, is make people understand, we just want to have people ask better questions. What I'm frightened about is see people, like, and when I have shows, for example, with Deborah Tavares, she's very good. I call her a cadaver bloodhound. You know what I mean by cadaver bloodhound? That means a bloodhound will find the body. Now, I don't want to just scare people. I want to provide solutions. But the solution is us. Asking better questions, investigating even the open media stuff, changing our worldview, and then doing something about it, even if it's a tiny baby step. We are the solution. Not Trump, not Congress and Senate, not globalist organizations, not universities. It's us.
The only one to save ourselves is ourselves.
Right. Look in the mirror. You know, if you want to say there's a Savior, yeah, the Savior is Jesus. But the first part of salvation is facing yourself. You're a sinner. You're not fighting sin, including not only yourself but others. You don't have a testimony. You're not becoming the agent of good. You're neither salt nor light, like it says in the book of Revelation. So you're fit to be thrown out. So guess what? We are the solution, aren't we?
Yep. Doc and the people, have a good weekend.
Yep, and we'll do some more videos and broadcasts this weekend.
Message.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.